After several withdrawal schemes during the pandemic, the median savings of Malaysian EPF contributors have been cut in half. And with world rising costs of living and a weakening currency also weighing down on Malaysians, we want to look at what does the retirement landscape look like now? And are there more ways for Malaysians to reach their retirement goals? So in this light, I would like to share a survey which provided several on-the-ground insights into current retirement saving and investing habits that was conducted by Asia School of Business. All right, as you can see here, the individual monthly income, the average, the national average shows that 50% of participants have the income of average 4,000 ringgit to 12,000 ringgit. And 30% shows that participants have more than 12,000 ringgit of salaries or income per month. Meanwhile, 20% shows that participants have less than 4,000 ringgit or salaries per month. And that's on individual monthly income. And it's worth noting that while income classification is one of the measures, there are many other factors such as the number of income earners, such as household spending habits, number of dependents and lifestyle or community factors that will affect the that will help to determine if someone has disposable income to save towards retirement or not. But the question is, we want to look at what about the actual retirement savings? So next, 7% of survey participants had enough savings retirement worry-free. And these are some of the findings that I can share here. The current retirement savings, as you can see, the average shows that less than 45% has less than 100,000 ringgit of savings. And other pointers I can share is at the median of 100,000 ringgit to 500,000 ringgit, only participants have 38% of this part of retirement savings, and 7% of participants have more than 1 million. And this shows that having less than 100,000 ringgit saved meant that participants don't even meet the EPF's basic threshold of 240,000 ringgit. All right. Next is expected monthly expenses post-retirement. As you can see here, 51% of participants have expected to have 5,001 ringgit to 10,000 ringgit expenses post-retirement, and 18% expected 10,000 to N1 to 15,000 ringgit per month, and 8% expect to spend more than 15,000 ringgit per month post-retirement. All right, now I can share to you is 48% of participants aim to rely on future savings for up to 20 years, but only 51% all participants would use up their savings in less than a year. As you can see here, even faced with this shortfall, participants were very confident in their ability to retire comfortably. If they ask, are you confident about saving retirement? 87% of them said yes, and only 30% of them said no. And they were asked also, are you likely to run out of money during retirement? 87% of them said no, and only 13% of them said yes. And when it comes to desired retirement age, 53% participants wish to retire before 60 years old, and 27% wish to retire 60 years old, and 19% of participants wish to retire after 60 years old. And to look at the age breakdown, 47% is when it comes to 30 to 39 years of age, and 22% 40 to 49 years old, 20% 25 to 29 years old, and others are 6%, 3%, and 2%. All right. So when it comes to the participants that did not know about the EPF's members' investment scheme, the percentage is 75%. And this is actually worrying because if you can see here, 32% the returns, 32% knows about the returns, that is the percentage is more than 8%. And if you look at this area, 20%, the minimum returns that they wish to is 3% to 5% returns, and 5% is less than 3% returns. And we would like to know more, understand better. Well, I would like to invite Wong Wai Ken, the country manager of StashAway Malaysia. Welcome, Wong Wai Ken, to Niaga Awani.
Morning.
All right, maybe you can share a little bit on the overview of the whole survey from Asia School of Business.
Yes, morning everyone. Happy to give you more context. So this survey was done in conjunction with the Asia School of Business, and we surveyed about 270 participants, mostly urban, i.e. living in KL, earning between 4 to 12 thousand a month, which is actually in the M40 segment, as you can see. They are also white collar, and they have qualification, meaning they have degrees. So they are relatively well off. But it's not a given that they will necessarily retire with enough money, as you've shown. About half have less than 100,000 in EPF savings, and about 40% have between 100 to 500,000 in EPF savings. You might think that that's quite a lot, but actually, as we now know with the cost of living, a couple that is wanting to retire in Kuala Lumpur needs around 800,000. So with this amount, 100,000, 500,000 is not enough, and they really need to save more to get to where they want to be.
All right, like I showed just now, only 7% survey participants had enough savings to retire worry-free, as in yes. They had only 7% have more than 1 million savings. Yeah. So what can you say about that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that 1 million is a lot of money, right? Especially when the EPF says that a minimum savings is 240,000 ringgit. But 240,000 ringgit for 20 years, that's 1,000 a month. That is below the minimum wage. So actually, new research has shown that you need around 900,000 to 1 million to retire with dignity and comfortably. So out of the participants that we surveyed, only 7% had this amount. The good news is that they are in their 30s. And if you're in your 30s and early 40s, you still have 15 to 20 years to save towards that 1 million goal, right? And I think that another thing is you need to worry about is inflation. Mm-hmm. So 1 million today is not the same as 1 million tomorrow.
And is it worrying? Should we worry with this amount of the survey that we found right now? Should we worry? And what are the steps forward that we should look into?
I think we should be aware of the situation when we start our conversation with data. So with more data, what do we do and how do we put ourselves on the right track? Not everything we have to rely on government. So if you look towards yourself, what can you do better? If you are worried, there are things you can do. For example, don't necessarily take out money from your EPF if you don't need to. Consistently put away money in your EPF and stay on track. Be aware of your spending. And you're also able to invest and save outside the EPF system. If you want to earn more than 5 to 6%, there are a lot of digital tools out there, like StashAway, which you are able to put your money aside and then you access it only when you retire.
But what are some of the challenges? Because just now we saw the percentage of participants that wasn't even aware of the schemes provided by EPFs. Mm-hmm. But what are the challenges that stops them from having the savings, enough savings and worry-free retirement?
Yeah. So first of all, it's about earning. Earning ability is very important. If you don't have the earning ability, then if you want to put aside money for investments, there's not much to put aside. So first is really to look at your disposable income, earning more, and then spending less. I think the basics don't change. So the second thing is being aware of what options are available to you. EPF gives you a very stable 5 to 6% every year, but within the EPF system itself, you can access the members' investment scheme where you can put your EPF money into qualified unit trust to hopefully earn more than 5 to 6%. But you need to do your research in this case and look at digital channels to reduce the cost to access these unit trusts. And of course, there's nothing stopping you from putting money aside outside the EPF scheme as well. There are a lot of tools available for you, and it's about the discipline to consistently put money aside to save for your retirement.
Consistent is the key, right?
Consistency is key.
All right, but when it comes to EPF's member investment scheme, maybe you can share how does this work, firstly, and how does this help those, especially the M40s, to have a better worry-free retirement in the future?
Yes. So this is one of the tools that EPF has made available to you and I to be able to grow your investment savings. So you know how you have your accounts, 1 and 2, you're able to take some of the money out for investment outside of the investment outside of the EPF scheme. So what EPF has done is qualified a list of unit trust providers, and you can actually look at these unit trust providers and the funds that they provide, look at the returns, look at the consistency of the returns, and make up your mind whether you want to take some money out of EPF to put into this unit trust to hopefully earn more than 5 to 6%. The good thing is the data is available. You can check the track record. And secondly, the digital tools to reach this, iInvest, EPF's own digital channel, allows you to access these funds for very low fees. Fees really erode into your returns. So if you access digital channels, you can get away with close to no sales charge, and that ultimately benefits you because you enjoy more of the returns.
Okay, now we look at the current retirement savings. If you look at here, only 45% participant has less than 100,000 ringgit of savings. So how can you encourage, or how can you tell the people out there the importance of diversification of savings for their future retirements?
Yeah, so as I alluded to before, the good news is that most of the participants here are in their 30s. So we still have time. The time is there for you to use wisely. So it's about really looking at how can you improve your earning power, okay? But doesn't mean when you earn well, you will necessarily have enough to put aside for your retirement. So that's really where money management, financial literacy will feed into your retirement adequacy in later years. So once you get this money, you need really good habits. The first thing I would say is get more out of your cash. Don't just leave it sitting there in your bank account, or even worse, spend too much, right? You really want to get the most out of your cash, your savings accounts. So you should look at things like money market funds, FD products to really squeeze what you have. Anything above that, you should have a investment target. Each month you want to put 10%, 20% away for investment, and you don't touch it. And you put it there for long term, and you do what's called dollar cost averaging, which is basically putting an amount every month until you reach your investment goal. And this case is retirement, right? So if you want to go from 100,000 or 100,000 to 500,000 to, like what we said, 1 million, it doesn't just come by with a little bit of money. It comes by with a considerable amount of money for a considerable time, so that consistency and quality needs to be there.
And discipline as well.
Discipline.
And the importance of a legal investment channel. What can you say about that?
There are a lot of people who have been affected badly by scams. I think it's been widely covered that even close to a billion has been effectively scammed away. And we hear this all the time, not just from WhatsApp groups, but our own family members and friends. So one very easy way is to make sure you only invest with reputable sources that are regulated by SC or the Bank Negara. And doing so, make sure that these players that you invest your money in are supervised. And that way, the scams can be really, really reduced. If you're safe, then your money is safe.
All right, one more important question.
Yeah.
This is for myself as well.
Ah.
How many investment channels that is too much or probably too less, for especially for someone like me?
Yeah, not so long ago, there was this thing on Netflix, Marie Kondo, right? She cleaned everything up.
Yep.
So you don't want too much. You want to figure out the best tool for what you're trying to do and then only have a few, okay? So if let's say you're looking at your savings, i.e. cash, you really want to have a tool that is just good for cash, that's one. And then you have your ASB, then you have your mortgage, then you have your insurance, then you have your investment platform. So you really need around maybe 5 to 6 platforms. You don't need 10, 20 platforms. You need the best tool for the right job.
Okay, maybe last one. What can you say to people out there especially to those who haven't started savings for their retirement, and maybe some advices that you can share to them?
Absolutely. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait until you're mid-40s and you've sent your kids to school, but you forgot to take care of yourself. If you're in mid-40s, you probably have 10 years before you want to retire, and it really needs to start deliberately. You need to put money aside, you need to put meaningful money aside in order to reach your targets. So be aware of what you need to do and start today.
All right, that was Wong Wai Ken, the country manager of StashAway Malaysia. Thank you so much for coming to Niagawani. This is not to scare the people out there, this is for just to remind out there the importance of your future savings for your worry-free retirement. So we're going to go for a short break. We'll be right back.